Chapter 6, Highlight Correct Summary, Track 14.
Wharton Marketing Professor Stephen Hoke, who suffered through this scenario firsthand during a recent shopping trip, says customers are bound to talk about these kind of experiences. And according to new Wharton research, such word-of-mouth communication should be a big cause of concern to retailers. Results of the Retail Customer Dissatisfaction Study 2006, conducted by the J.H. Baker Retailing Initiative at Wharton and the Verde Group, a Toronto consulting firm, in the weeks before and after Christmas 2005, show that only 6% of shoppers who experienced a problem with a retailer contacted the company, but 31% went on to tell friends, family, or colleagues what happened. Of those, 8% told one person, another 8% told two people, but 6% told six or more people. Even though these shoppers don't share their pain with the store, they do share their pain with other people. Apparently quite a few other people, says Hoke. Overall, if 100 people have a bad experience, a retailer stands to lose between 32 and 36 current or potential customers, according to the study. The complaints have an even greater impact on shoppers who are not directly involved, as the story spreads and is embellished, researchers found. Almost half those surveyed, 48%, reported they have avoided a store in the past because of someone else's negative experience.